Greetings, Fight World, and anybody else interested in this type of stuff. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, also known as the Alpha Cyber Wolf. If I was to be a fighter, it'd be like General Hakan or the Alpha Cyber Wolf. I'm not big into tattoos, but like if I got one, it would like be my own design of the Cyber Wolf. You can see the image on my site. I'm gonna listen to Dana White's advice though. I'll probably just get it in like 5 different t-shirt colors. You can order them too right here. We can have merchandise. I haven't set it up yet. I need Lloyd to help me with that. Not Lloyd Irvin. I would work with Lloyd Irvin. That guy from Florida. Man, that guy knows his shit. And he had a broken neck. I studied that guy too. He's into marketing. The bulldog dude. Who's like trained jiu-jitsu champions. I know a little bit about the fight world, okay? I'm not a total green thumb. I want to be a green thumb. I want to grow cannabis and that stuff, but you do have to fight for this stuff. It's not all hippie stuff. Anyway, man, this is a long story, and I want to get like the chronology right. But so I was jailed in Santa Rita in Dublin, California, Alameda County Jail. I won't get into the details. You can look it up. It's like reputational disputes, you know, like so-and-so said this, you know, Jesse's a faggot, blah, blah, blah. You suck, Jesse, blah, blah, blah. You know, and the way it goes is like, you know, with like defamation and trash talking, like people can, you know, trash talk all they want. And you can't do a damn thing about it unless you're like a UFC fighter, you know? So, because there's like nasty trash talk in the UFC. I watched Conor McGregor dog, what's his name? Jose Aldo. Like that was some heavy fucking, heavy mockery. You know, Jose didn't like that when he was like snatching his belt and like calling him like a, you know, well, I won't even say it. It's offensive. Some people might find it offensive. Like feelings get hurt in these types of businesses. And, you know, yeah, I've had my feelings hurt in fights. You know, I've got my ass kicked like more than once. A vampire kicked my ass big time, and humans have kicked my ass too. So let me get into the story here if I can. So I've been in Santa Rita more than once, you know, because they kept trying to like run me back through that place for like nothing, you know, like, oh, he missed his pharmaceutical pill, you know. We have to check up on him. We have him under a microscope. He'll be taking his pills 3 times daily. He won't touch cannabis. And, wait a second. He wants to represent himself pro per, and he might've missed his pill. We got hauling back. So I've been in there more than once, and sometimes I mix up the chronologies, but let me talk about like jailhouse fights a little bit. Cause, you know, it might be a little bit more realism than the UFC. I mean, the UFC is real. It's very, very real. But like the politics of like, you know, fights in jails are also very, very real. Like, I don't know if you've seen them. Like, you know, I've seen like Tim Larkin break down like jailhouse shankings with like, you know, smaller Mexican dudes, like, you know, jumping on like a big white nationalist and like shanking them and, you know, like really bloody stuff. So I want to give my reality on like, you know, fights in jail. So I shared jail cells with a number of different guys. And I tried to be cool, you know. I ain't trying to mix it up with people for no reason, you know, when I can. Like if I can, like I've initiated fights before. Like I did like some, you know. I was a bully. I was an irredeemable bully. I punched someone once or twice in high school and I got punched back, you know, like my nose like busted up, blood everywhere. And you know, well, you know, it's back and forth. You know, I can handle a bloody nose. It's not going to like maim me for life. I mean, you better believe I was pissed off when Brad Williamson fucking clocked me in like 12th grade. But I'm trying to get over it, Brad. Like I'll kick it with you and smoke weed if you listen to this. But Cause we smoked the good weed in high school. We didn't have this like baby bammer, like weak shit, like E-Sleaze fucking, you know, 0.05% biopoisoned weed. Like back in high school in Oakland, we would smoke weed and we'd like race cars around. And we would go, like, you know, people would come over to my house and we would box and, you know, we would kick each other's ass with like the gloves on. And it hurts getting socked in the face. Don't let anyone tell you different, you know. I didn't have to get hit in the face that many times to realize, like, this wasn't the career for me. Like, but I understand why people want to do it. Like, fighting's cool. And I want to support it, you know, because I think it's healthy for America. We live in like such a sedentary society with all these computers and, you know, finding a like strategy for a way of life where you're like physically healthy and like sweating in the dojo and like punching people or even getting, you know, cut, whatever. Like the German guys, you know, I saw this thing online. They're like trying to keep like manliness alive in Germany and these like German Viking like frat house guy. I don't know if they're in a frat, but they're like cutting each other with swords and shit. They're like, fuck this like feminist culture. We gotta break out and like fucking slash each other in the face. But so let me see. Jailhouse fight. So I was sharing a cell with this one guy. Okay, he was a nappy black dude. He was like a football player. You know, from the same area, from the same region as me. I can't remember where was he from, like Moraga or something. An ex-football player, and he had, like, nappy dreads, and he would, like, he would wash his hair in the sink. And I was nice to him. I would, like, you know, if he wanted some of my commissary food, I would, like, fork that shit over. I'm like, chow down, dude. It's, like, $5, you know? Anything to smooth over, like bunky relation in the jails, you know? Yeah, go ahead, have some of the fucking, what's it called? Not tuna fish, the other, the max, whatever. But he didn't give a fuck, you know, he would snore and he would get pissed off if I told him like, you know, shut up, man, you're snoring, you know, like try getting sleep in jail with like a bunkie that snores or like neighbors that are like aspiring rap stars, like singing their songs. It's just not happening. And if you even tell him like, dude, like quiet the fuck down, even politely, you know, it doesn't help their mental state. Let me put it that way. So, yeah, I got in that one fight because he was like, even though I was nice to him and I was like being polite and he was like being pretty gross in the cell. I told him he was standing at the door or something or doing something. And I was like, dude, fucking cut it out already. And he's like, I'll break your fucking neck. And when he said that, I fucking jumped off the top bunk and fucking socked him in the head as hard as I could. And we were grappling in that little cell. Like, I didn't care. I let it out. I was like, fuck you, nigger. Excuse me. I know I'm not allowed to say the nigger word, but like, I just said, fuck you, dude. Let's just say that's what I said. And I socked him in the head and we started grappling and he was on top of me going for the ground and pound. Like he had my back and it was like, he was raining down blows on me. Like, I don't know, like 5 or 10, you know, like quick. And I got out of it and we got into a clinch and like, we both got winded. Neither of us were in that great shape. And then we just stopped and, you know, I wouldn't say we were friends after it, but he was like, it's cool. You know, and I was like, it's cool. I'll deal with it. But so yeah, that was one time. So I was in there and I met Michael Douglas, aka Gift. He's a heroin dealer from Berkeley. I'm just going to tell it straight like it is. He dealt heroin, and I had issues with it. I'm not into heroin, but at the same time, I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, it has its uses. If I got like fucked up in like a UFC fight, and I was in the hospital with like a broken orbital, or like some other like a you know, like a leg snapping in half, like when, what's his name? Anderson Silva, like, you know, did just like one checked shin kick and his leg like turned into like a rubber band. If I had that type of injury, you best believe I want the heroin like ASAP, you know, pure stuff. Not like the geeked out, like politically correct, like pharmaceutical derivative. I want like pure 100% heroin. Okay. Heroin's not a drug. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It's a multi-purpose thing, and people can abuse it or they can. It's it should be their choice anyway on a fair and open consumer marketplace. So I would talk to Gift like every day, like as much as I could, I'd go to a cell because like I would go to, we would trade coffee and stuff. We had that like awful coffee. It was like Keef coffee from the commissary. It was like $5 and it tasted like shit. And, but I would drink it cause I'm hooked on coffee. And, you know, coffee is as addictive as heroin. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. So are cigarettes. Cigarettes are far more addictive than heroin. So I would go and talk. And so I met Gift, you know, I just went by his cell and as it ended up, we're both from Berkeley. And so we started talking and I would talk to Gift like every day. He was my only friend. And one of my only friends in there. I had like two or three guys I would like, you know, like shoot the shit with. But Gift was my main buddy in there. And, so there were a number of things he was telling me about. And when people tell you things in jail, you don't know whether to believe them or not. Cause there's a lot of bullshitters in there, but like the stuff he was telling me was like credible enough based on my experience that like, I wasn't just going to discount it, you know, based on, you know, allegations about his character or his race and ethnicity. He's a Muslim. I think he had like a Muslim cap and he would do his workouts and he would flex and show off his muscle. I won't tell you how big he was, if he was big or small, but he's a big time black mafia shot caller and a superstar. And they had him in there, you know, like all these like bar people were like angling on him. They wanted to like deport him to like Canada just to like shut him up and then like have him nailed in the streets and like in like gang politics, you know? So they were working to like, as terms of his release, you got to like get on a plane to Canada and like never come back. Seriously, that's what this stuff was like. And, I'll just jump right to the UFC politics. So he told me he got robbed by a UFC fighter for like, I don't remember how much it was, probably like over $2 million. And I was like, damn, that sucks. And he was pissed. He wanted to like recover his money, but there's no way you can like get back at people who are like, you know, up in the UFC and have like protections from all those legal teams. And I was thinking up like really elaborate ways, like, yeah, let's like get like a different league, like a different UFC, like a different option for fighters. So like, you know, you can right your wrongs without dealing with these armies of clowns in the bar association and these little kangaroo judges, these little weaklings, you know, like it's so absurd that these little like weakling fucking unintelligent whiteys can like preside over like everybody and just like rob them outright. And you can't like, you can't even say a word about it. You have to be very, very strategic about fighting kangaroos. Cause kangaroos can fight, man. I mean, they got punches, tail slaps, bites with hypodermic needles and kangaroo kicks, man. I've been kangaroo kicked and that shit ain't pleasant. So hold on, I gotta pause this one second. So where was I? Yeah, so Gift and I would talk, and I'll go. We get like an hour of pod time, like every day, but between the two or every 2 days, like it was very limited, and there was no outdoors exercise time. Okay, like that whole thing about like an hour of fresh air every day, that shit just ain't happening in the jails, no matter what they say in the media. Okay, try like once every 2 months at most. And, unless you're a pod worker, you can like, you know, you can play handball. By the way, I've heard handball is great for hand speed, like running around those courts and like slapping a ball like that size. Like it probably helps you to like knock someone out, you know, like targeting. So yeah, we would talk and I would listen, you know, we would talk and listen. I won't give all the details, but it was like, it was a cultural exchange. Let's just put it that way. But we're both from Berkeley. So we both, you know, we grew up in the same area. So he could tell me, you know, he was investing in like hotels and like, working with so-and-so. And I was familiar with everything he was telling me about. So I thought it was credible. You know, credibility in information is hard to ascertain and discern. So he had been ripped off by a UFC fighter. And he also had intelligence on like corrupt people in the United States, because when you're like a big time shot caller in the heroin world, you get a little insight onto like who's breaking laws and having like a fake double face in public, like whole computer databases and like secret recordings and like people getting shot, okay, over like computer technology, right? And like access codes and video cameras and like secret media, like. I don't know if all of his stories were true. He might have told like mixed some bullshit in there for whatever, but I believe it. I believe it anyways. And plus he was a songwriter. Gift was a songwriter. He even had an idea for like a cryptocurrency based on lyrics and like moving money in ways that the thieving, robbing government, you know, can't trace. Like he was like an international underground money mover. Whatever. I want money to be above ground. I don't like hiding my money from the government. I don't like messing around with like Bitcoin. I don't even have time. I can't even set up a Bitcoin account, you know? Like I'm just not big on Bitcoin or Neuralink, you know? I would rather have like money, like just use like PayPal or something that easy, like paypal.me and that's it. You know, without attaching a credit card so that they can ding you with like, you know, 20% credits. While I'm on that topic, another guy I met in there, a homosexual who worked for Chase Manhattan Bank. Like his idea for business was like hand jobs. He wanted to call it hand jobs and run like an SF nail painting parlor for women. Hand jobs was going to be the name of his business. I was like, that's a great brand idea for San Francisco. By the way, he drew up the legal agreements because, like, you know, places like Chase Manhattan Bank, they hire like the most like sleazy, crafty, fuck, like legalese writers to like do like, you know, 5-page documents of fine print, like cloaking how they're going to ram you up the ass on interest payments when you accept that credit card offer. And let's see. So yeah, hold on, I gotta pause this for a second. Databases, entire databases on like thousands or like hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions of like corrupt politicians and people in America, right? Like heroin politics aren't a joke. If you've ever walked around Oakland and seen like 10,000 dirty needles in the gutter that the fucking city can't clean up with all their progressive politics, like this stuff's not pretty. And it's not even good heroin. It's probably like the same shit, like 0.1% potency, like poisoned with phetamine or whatever. You know, legalize heroin. I'm all for it. 100%. Do fair consumer ratings. Great Silk Road 5.0, baby. Sorry, I'm not calling you a baby, but you're a grown canine, capable of making informed purchase decisions on a free and very libertarian open market. So where was I going with this? So yeah, Gift had a beef with like one of his ex-business partners in the songwriting game. He wrote like, you know, top 10 pop hits for like, you know, Los Angeles style musicians. People think like people like Justin Bieber write all their lyrics and that all those stars are like these great poets. Bullshit. Bullshit. And more bullshit. It's under-acknowledged black men and other people like writing poetry that gets sold to like those mainstream media companies and then churned into like top 10 pop hits. Okay. I don't know if he had like top 10 pop chart songs, but he had some that were probably up there. And his business partner jacked him too. So he was getting jacked left and right in the business world. And I was like, dude, you just got to like get back at him in cyber war, you know, get it. I'm not going to tell my secrets. You can find them on the site. So they're kind of open secrets. I'm going for influence and affluence, if possible. So, And he was telling me other things. I don't want to give away like too much about what I know from jail, but let's just say it might be possible that communications devices are smuggled into jails and used to like communicate with people in the outside world. Like it's an issue, like mobile phones inside of jails or other things like iPads or whatever. So I don't know if he was bullshitting me. I was like, Gift, give me that fucking iPad. I want to use it. I need to like do some things. And he just couldn't, it's just not possible to move them like between cells, you know, like they won't fit under a door. Those things are just too bulky. And, you know, getting one to be passed on like when they're bringing around the food is just way too damn risky. Like, yeah, that's like an extra like 50 years or like five more back-to-back life sentences if they catch you. Anyways, I gotta wrap this one up. Stay tuned for the next audio.